Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Not a Daycare is a brand new book by our special guest, Dr. Everett Piper. He is the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. You may have heard him when his speech went viral in 2016, when he actually used those terms that his university, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, is not a daycare. This was the so-called safe spaces that was going around the country. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Dr. Piper.
Honored to join you again.
So great to have you, sir.
Well, your book is brand new, Not a Daycare. The subtitle is The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth. And I've had a chance to know you personally and also seen your leadership at Oklahoma Wesleyan University. And it is one thing very clear about you and the university, and that is you are standing on the Bible, standing on truth, and you're not afraid to speak the truth. And I want to thank you because you're one of the leading voices in the academic world around the country speaking the truth. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, Dr. Piper, is what you see happening with the young people in colleges, universities, including Christians, abandoning truth, particularly in the so-called LGBT agenda in that arena. Talk about what you see happening.
Well, the data shows us. You can go read any report from Barna or Gallup, and you see the shift within the Christian community, within the church, within the evangelical community, where people are more and more accepting of homosexual behavior as if it is a biblical option and that as if it's morally acceptable. And we also see it within the Christian colleges, where there is now an argument within Christian colleges that hiring married homosexuals is acceptable and compliant with the Christian college mission.
In Christian colleges?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. There's been a debate within the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities whether those institutions that are members of that organization should be able to retain their membership when they start hiring married homosexuals. Here's my, and I could wax eloquent on this, so I'm going to try to be brief, but here is the critical point of this debate. What is the human being? Is the human being the imago Dei, created in the image of God, or are we the imago dog, subject to our every inclination and appetite?
Wow.
Do we define the human being? Is our identity nothing but the sum total of our inclinations? If so, we're in trouble. I'm more, and so are you, more than what you're inclined to do. There are lots of things we're inclined to do that we should choose not to do. And when we drink the Kool-Aid, when we buy the lie that human identity is nothing more than the sum total of our base inclinations, we've lost the debate. We've lost the battle. And that's what's happened within the evangelical church. We've bought the lie, and we cannot continue to be complicit in that because we're leading our students and our kids down a very dark path.
You know, when you're talking about the consequences of abandoning truth, you know, as a former pastor, now a lawyer, and in the area of Liberty Counsel, we've had to deal with for many years this issue of the LGBT agenda as you continually add more alphabet to that particular line. But we have had to go back and understand the imago Dei, marriage, the importance of human sexuality. And one of the things that I find most disturbing within the pastors of our country is they're at a surface level as to what this is. So if you don't have the foundation grounding in terms of what you just said, then you're easily led by feelings or associations, or you know someone and they may be a nice person and they may be gay or lesbian or et cetera, and your ideology, your worldview shifts simply because of your feeling as opposed to grounding you based upon a biblical worldview foundation.
Absolutely. And we see it at every turn within our culture right now. And the irony, Matt, Holly, is this. As a conservative who's speaking up for the imago Dei, I am the one who's classically more liberal, if you will. Let me give you an example. Who is defending the rights of women right now more than the conservative voice?
Mm.
I am. I am, and here's why. Because I believe that women are real. Okay, I don't believe
Thank
that
you.
Women are I don't think women are a fabrication or a fantasy. I believe in biological facts. I believe in physiology. I believe that women should have their rights, have their privacy, have their own showers, have their own bathrooms, have their own sports. And if I comply with the government's mandate that I dumb down the female to nothing but a fabrication and a fantasy of a dysphoric male, then women are the ones who lose all of those rights, all of those privileges. They lose their very identity. They're not even real anymore.
It becomes an illusion, because if you have laws that want to protect women based upon discrimination on the basis of being a woman, if a man can therefore think and therefore be treated legally as a woman, it literally becomes a fantasy world and literally, as you're talking about, limits and depresses the status of women created in the very image of God.
Right. I see it's a true rebellion of who God created us as male and female and the beauty in that. And together we represent the total picture of God, and we're just tearing that apart little by little in our society.
What do you see happening, Dr. Piper, within the church? I know just recently there was a display at a major church conference of an LGBT booth right in the middle of all the other displays of a church conference. And what do you see happening there and also in the university? And how can the average parent and the concerned American be prepared to defend truth?
Well, you know, you guys have watched this debate that I've had with regard to this booth that is in rainbow colors and has LGBT and it promotes love as the solution to ministering to the LGBT community. I agree that love should win. I agree that Christ demands that we love our brothers and sisters, even those who are same-sex attracted. But I disagree that it's loving to dumb down our brother and sister to nothing but the base appetites and inclinations and proclivities. We need to elevate the definition of the human being. We need to recognize that transformation is brought by the gospel and by Jesus Christ, not trans politics. Hmm. And when we allow our words to be dumbed down and redefined, love is redefined, male is redefined, female is redefined. When we lose the definition of our words and our labels, we lose the salvation and the gospel message of Christ. We cannot be complicit in that.
Right, and it's crazy in the church. I mean, you know, where else do we affirm sexual immorality, you know, in adultery or bestiality or pedophilia? But with homosexuality, we are actually exalting that even within the church, and it's just astounding.
And Holly, you know that in this debate that I've been having, that one person actually said that the Genesis narrative of God creating us male and female exclusively is a quote-unquote blatant lie. And this is coming out of an evangelical church debate that the Genesis narrative of God creating man, male and female, and Jesus affirming it in Matthew 19, is a quote-unquote blatant lie. We've lost the definition of who we are as human beings, who we are as male and female. We've lost the definition of everything, and that's why we find ourselves in these conflicts and these debates today.
So those when the church either don't know the word or they're just totally ignoring it.
It's postmodernity. We're deconstructing Scripture. We don't believe it's inerrant. Therefore, we reconstruct it to look like ourselves, what we see in the mirror, rather than what we've been told by God. It's narcissism. We're gazing at our own image in the mirror. It's Carly Simon. We're so vain, we think this song is about us.
Wow.
It's really absolute rebellion against our Creator, creating ourselves in our own image, and that has dire consequences, as your book says. In fact, you've got a couple of chapters, 15 chapters in the book, Not a Daycare, with the subtitle, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth. One of the chapters you've already touched on, Pro-Women, Pro-Woman and Proud of It, and then also, Chapter 12, Sex in the Family, and you point out some of these very things that you're talking about here on Faith and Freedom.
Yes, I do. Again, the Christian worldview, the biblical worldview that's grounded in the Imago Dei, we are the image of God, is the only worldview in the history of humanity that has ever rescued us from bondage and slavery that comes from human opinion and given us the freedom that comes through the veritas, the truth of Christ.
Well, our special guest today, we're very honored to have him, Dr. Everett Piper, president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Parents and students, if you're considering going to college, I highly recommend Oklahoma Wesleyan University. I know Dr. Piper. Mm. He is solid. He's grounded in the scripture, grounded in truth. He is one of the national leaders and a spokesperson for truth and in the academic world. This is a great university because it's under great leadership, Oklahoma Wesleyan University. And Dr. Piper just recently released a book called Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth. I encourage you to get that. You can go to the website, notadaycare.com. That's notadaycare.com to order the book, learn other information from Dr. Piper, and perhaps even have him speak in your church or your community. Thank you, Dr. Piper, for joining us on Faith and Freedom.
Again, thank you. Blessings to you.
Dr. Piper is one of those strong advocates for truth. notadaycare.com. We'll see you next time on Faith and Freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.